This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. I-70 is still closed through Glenwood Canyon due to the potential for flooding and mudslides. The interstate is closed from the Glenwood Springs exit to Dotsero. Only local traffic is allowed, and there's no estimated time for reopening. Democratic U.S. Senate leaders are pushing to decriminalize cannabis, CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has unveiled draft legislation that does that and expunges nonviolent cannabis arrests and convictions from federal records. Schumer says it's common sense.
And as more and more states legalize marijuana, it's time for our federal cannabis law to catch up.
Schumer says he plans to consult with experts and colleagues to finalize the bill, but he'll need 10 Republicans to support it to move forward. Schumer's focus on a larger decriminalization effort will hinder Representative Ed Perlmutter's bill to allow more legal banking for cannabis companies. Schumer says that focuses on one small issue. He wants comprehensive reform. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A bear near Boulder is finally free from the chicken feeder that's been stuck around its head for at least a week. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials tranquilized the bear yesterday and cut the plastic feeder from her head. The agency says she's a little thin but wasn't harmed. A Saturday Night Live comedian who's from Aurora has been nominated for an Emmy. Bowen Yang went to Smoky Hill High School before becoming a writer for SNL. Yang is the show's first main cast member who is Asian. He's up for the Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. The winner will be announced in September. This is CPR News.